Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Did you see the news this week about American troops urinating on enemy corpses in Afghanistan? Noah, is there anywhere your influence can't reach? And by influence, I mean vaginal projectiles. Here's the show.
All right, we are live on the Metal Injection livecast. For all of our live listeners, we are starting a little late.
A little late.
We were doing a little pre-production.
Well worth it.
But
people in the chat room are saying they were terrified by that go. That they were. They had stopped expecting the show to start. Then all of a sudden that.
Perfect. That's how we build that.
We're
like Axl Rose. We're the Axl Rose of the live podcasting world in that we keep our fans waiting until they grow so impatient that they're almost pissed at us.
And then we're going to see in the corner of the room somebody's recording the show, so we're going to storm off and they're going to riot.
And then we're going to go away for 20 years and gain 800 pounds.
And James Hetfield's going to get burned in the face again.
Yeah. At least we give them their money's worth.
Yeah, in 20 years we'll become the Metal Injection Fat Livecast.
Well, some of us already are that.
Sid.
I speak for myself.
We have a special guest here sitting in on the show. We have Monica back on.
Hello,
lovely
everybody.
Monica.
Hi.
Noah's friend.
Hi,
and
Monica.
My friend. Our colleague from Sirius Radio. Oh, my God. We all work together at a professional radio station.
We're all going to have to get jobs at Sirius. I feel left out now.
You should.
Three-fifths of this table is a Sirius employee.
Woo-hoo.
And my allergies are acting up because there is a new dog in the studio.
And
Monica's dog.
Named Petunia.
No.
My
dog's
Petunia's
name is Stella.
Oh, Stella.
Petunia is the third dog that was here briefly,
like
but now is gone.
Oh, Petunia looks like Patton Oswalt.
Now, there's a lot of hoopla in the chat right now about anal squirting.
Of
course, references the last episode and the previous episode and previous episodes where Noah has revealed to us that she has become a master at squirting. Is
Are
that correct, Noah?
Any updates on that?
I did it again.
Really?
I did it.
I don't know if you know this, but like I was, because we had that whole conversation about squirting and all that.
Yeah.
I went online and I was Googling and stuff, and it's so weird. It turned out that you have an ancestor, like a great-grandmother that was like a pioneer in squirting.
Oh, my God. And this is like documented?
Yeah,
on the internet?
A whole like a newsreel and everything.
On vaginalancestry.com?
Yeah. No, how'd you know? That was the site I used.
Oh, I go on that site all the time.
Vaginalancestry.com?
That's right.
Oh,
that exists beyond my
tree?
We looked up her vaginal family tree, and there was a whole treasure trove of squirting information.
How thick is this family tree?
Well, why don't we should just play it.
So we found this newsreel?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
My ancestry?
Yeah. Your great-grandmother was famous.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
I'm a little choked
right now. Wait, what is
this?
What is this newsreel? I guess we should just play this.
Yeah, let's just play it.
Let's play the newsreel.
It's all self-explained.
Producers? Can you,
producers, were you not emailed?
Producers, do you have the clip? I'm being told we're going to be airing the clip now. Oh, I'm airing the clip.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just going to do it from the production computer.
Way to Hold keep on. The kayfabe.
I'm talking to myself.
Pretending that there's
Wait,
a control room.
So This is my...
Your great-grandmother.
My great-grandmother.
Gretchen Avior. Yeah, she was a squirter, just like you.
Oh,
and maybe
God.
It's genetic. That's the thing.
You're saying squirting runs in the family.
In the chromosome.
Literally, it runs.
All right, here we go. Here is the clip that we found.
I'm excited.
Squirting heroes of American history. Today, the story of Gretchen Ilse von Avior, great-grandmother of the metal injection personality and Sirius certificate owner Noah Avior. In 1919, at the age of 9, Gretchen discovered her fabulous squirting powers that would later benefit all mankind.
Father, the orphanage is burning down. You have to save us.
Igora, I know that we're all in danger, but I still can't resist touching you on your no-no spot. Come here and let me look under your skirt, young lady.
Mother, no! This is so wrong!
Wait, what's that strange feeling? I feel like I have to pee.
Oh, dear Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's an ever-loving tsunami.
140 children survived that day as the tidal wave of vaginal juices put out the raging fire. Father O'Malley drowned in the sea of clear, sticky, gelatinous goo, and his hands never touched another underage pee-pee again. Fast forward to the 1930s. Gretchen Avior, now known to the public as the Squirter, has refined her skills to precision pinpoint accuracy, and her aid is enlisted by the local police in thwarting a bank robbery. Police position her plucky Poontang pistol on a rooftop across the street, and it's open fire on the hapless outlaws.
Good Lord! Right between the eyes! Every last one!
That's one hell of an accurate snatch.
For her heroics, the Squirter is awarded the key to the city.
Squirter, your vagina has done a great public service. Put that squirty salami smuggler on ice. We'll need it soon.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what's going on? The room is flooding.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. Award ceremonies turned me on so much. Oh, dear God.
Everybody run!
Need someone to teach those nasty Nazis a lesson? No problem, just call on the Squirter. Allied forces employ the Squirter's copious cooch control as she infiltrates Gestapo headquarters.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler!
So, you are the new SS officer, yeah? I have heard great things about you. The Führer will be pleased to have you aboard. Wait, why are you disrobing in mine office and touching yourself? I have the strangest boner right now. Oh, dear God, the office is flooding. Nine, I can't swim. Help me.
That's right. A whole battalion of krauts taken down by the Squirter's benevolent bearded clam. And for good measure, the Allied forces bring her to Auschwitz to squirt out the ovens.
Now you get here. A little earlier you couldn't come. I'm all for schwitz from this fahakta oven, and my skin is peeling.
Today, the Squirter is retired from covert operations, but she still uses her wondrous womb for good, flying over the Midwestern United States to irrigate crops and over Africa to alleviate the devastating effects of drought and providing drinking fluid for its citizens by sticking her magical muff out the bomb bay doors and splash. Millions of lives are touched thanks to Gretchen Avior, a squirting hero of American history.
Wow.
Wow. Who knew that you had such legendary squirt? We could stop the newsreel now. Thanks. Who knew we had such legendary squirters in your family now?
Oh, my God. I'm...
Do you feel...
I think I'm going to squirt you guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Or the tidal wave sound effect.
You need to learn to control it like your grandmother did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should put you on a rooftop. You can snipe people.
Oh, my God. Imagine. That would be great.
Oh, she's stopping.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad, is your great-grandmother still alive?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. She didn't drown, did she?
No, but she, for some reason, her grave is always very soggy.
Oh, that must be why. So you didn't know that she was a squirter.
Unsolved
yeah.
mystery.
Uh-huh.
So even as a corpse, she still squirts?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's talent.
It's just a never-ending power that we have.
She's a very sexual being.
Don't mm-hmm. save yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So while we were recording that, Monica, you were having some drama in the bathroom.
Yeah, we heard
oh,
you screaming
yeah.
in the bathroom. You weren't squirting, were you?
Well, I was trying not to.
Okay, good.
But I had a very strange experience tonight. So a couple weeks back, I applied to an oxygen position on NBC.
No, come on, stop. She's
I
telling
can't.
The story.
I can't. Her voice turned me off so much. I'm floating away.
Come back. Come
okay.
back. Sorry, sorry.
Okay, so I did that. I get a call tonight from Stamford, Connecticut. I ignore it. I listen to the voicemail, and it says, hey, this is for Monica. This is a Steve Wilkos show.
Do you want to say who Steve Wilkos is? Just
I did not know. The guys here informed me that it was Jerry Springer's ex-bodyguard.
Yeah,
security guard on the show.
Security guard.
Well, she got the call in the room, and she goes, Steve Wilkos? Who's Steve Wilkos?
I was so confused. I was, like, racking my brain. I was like, did I apply to something that I didn't know about? Like, what's going on? And I was just going to ignore it because I was like, it's Sunday night. Who is calling me at 6:30 on a Sunday night? This has to be a prank. I was like, maybe one of my friends submitted me for, like, an MTV disaster date show or something.
No, you're going to be on Silent Library next week. Yeah.
So I go in the bathroom and I call this lady back, and sure enough, it's for Steve Wilkos' show, and it's like a booking agent, and she's like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's hard. We have to work about 6 days a week, sometimes 60 hours.
For that show?
Yeah. And because you're.
What the fuck do they
do? She wanted me to be one of those people that finds the nutcases.
Don't they just have like black people on that beat each other up, and that's like the whole show?
You would think that they just flock to those shows.
Well, yeah, that's actually like. The hardest job on any show is the research department, just finding nutsos.
How hard can that be?
Well,
isn't that actors half the time?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an expert in that. But I was actually talking to Sean, who's not here. And Sean,
he's
as you
boss.
Might know, works at MTV, and he was telling me that he used to sit next to.
Didn't he tell this story on the air last
Oh, he
week?
Did? Oh, I wasn't
I
sure if it was
did,
on the air.
Right?
About
yes, he did.
Next
he
to the
briefly,
True Life.
Briefly summarized.
Oh, yeah. So he was just sitting next to the True Life interns, and they would just be calling for hours, like, hey.
Yeah, remember how last week you played that clip of the I Hate My Face True Life that was so awesome?
Oh, that's right. That's how it came on.
Interesting.
That's right.
That story, man.
Oh, okay.
Want to play that clip again?
There it is.
Yeah.
No!
No! Noah, did that show turn you on that much?
Yeah, all those tranny hookers and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the lady on the phone, she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting another call. It's my boss. I'll call you back in a couple minutes. So I'm waiting. I call my friend. I'm like, did you apply me to this position? I'm so confused. I don't understand. Oh, I had to tell the lady. I had to interrupt her and say, what company is... owned you? And she's like, oh, NBC. I'm like, okay, well, there's that mystery. And she calls me back, and I said, where are you located? She said, Stamford, Connecticut. And I was like, I'm sorry, I just don't think I'm the best fit for this job. I'm not looking to relocate or work on Saturday and Sunday for 60 hours.
You're going to commute to Connecticut to avoid people punching you in the face and hitting you with a chair.
I don't think that's the environment I want to be in.
Yeah. No, that's good. I would turn that
sit around too. Finding guys that need paternity tests.
You are the father.
That's a different show.
Yeah, Steve Wilkos is more like he.
You cheated on your mom with your dad.
Not
that's crazy.
And battered women and stuff.
Yeah, we have a very we have a controversial crazy. Comment in the chat. Flampon said Steve Wilkos is still an upgrade over Sirius. How do you feel about
ouch.
That?
That is not true.
It depends on the show. It depends on
I mean,
the
look,
show.
I get to work with Noah and Rob. Why would I give them up to go work with these?
Well, you don't really work with Rob together, do you? Yeah.
No.
We run into each other. Oh, I found the website.
Looking for the truth. What's Tracy this? Believes that her cousin's boyfriend, Freddie, molested her 3-year-old daughter.
I did not touch her.
My man ain't like that.
I got a 13-year-old daughter. Why would I want to touch your child?
I got my own child to touch.
A mother accused.
Why would your mom lie about you?
Because she wants my son. I'm not letting you have him.
Next Steve.
Yep. That,
so,
that could have been my job tonight, you guys.
So the jobs are, I mean, the upcoming shows are, did you beat our son? Steve, I know she's cheating. Violent cheaters. No, violent cheaters? It's with a question mark.
Ooh, does that involve rape?
DNA denials. And did you cross the line with my sister?
Yeah.
Oh, there's clips, too?
Yeah. Do you really want to be around molesters all fucking day? I don't know.
Or call them, at least,
yeah.
And try to book them on the show.
Yeah.
So gross. I would probably have to dress, like, real nasty every day just so they weren't.
Oh,
like,
they'll still listen.
Well,
they're touching
related,
9-year-olds.
So they
they'll still be jerking off when you call them.
Stop it.
Or banging their sister.
Is Chester the molester there?
Oh,
hello.
Darn! What a catch I let go tonight. So if you're looking for a job, anybody.
Taco Grinder says I listen to you guys. That's enough molesters for the week.
Yeah.
Ah, good point, Taco Grinder. Good point. I guess this is a good point. Speaking of, to bring up, I don't know.
Bleh.
Call us.
Yeah, the phone number.
929-1357. Still working on my transition.
We have a guest that's going to be calling
in. Oh, that's right. We have a guest calling in not too far from now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Matt Halpern from Periphery. He owns the website bandhappy.com, which he will be talking about, and the band's new album. And you'll be able to talk to Matt in just a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't anticipate him being like in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But that's the way it worked out. When you take a half an hour before the show starts.
Oh. Well, I feel like it was worth it.
Oh, I agree. I concur.
So is there anything that happened this week that anybody would like to talk about
on
the show, air out their grievances?
I'm still kind of a little bit flustered from what we had to do before the show, like all the editing and stuff.
What
in my
editing?
Mind.
What are you talking about?
For something special that we have coming up.
Oh, when is that going to be?
Next week.
All right, listeners, mark your calendar.
Yeah, Noah was running around with like a chicken with her head cut off.
Yeah.
She was just trying to get her bikini bod ready for the 70,000 ounces of metal.
By the way, Noah bearing her shoulders today. It's very daring.
I know.
Outfit,
I was having a hot flash. I had to take my cardigan off.
A hot? Really? Isn't that
like
a menopause thing?
I know. I'm just joking.
But like
she
what?
Didn't have a hot flash. She just got her cardigan wet.
Is that, by the way,
squirting.
You just ran and put your jacket on. Is that because we started talking about her shoulders? Is that like a defensive
reaction?
No, she has
reaction? To leave.
She got
no.
Shoulder conscious.
Oh, you're leaving? You're not staying the whole show?
No, I'm sorry.
Aww.
She told her story. What does she need us for now? It's out of her system.
No, like that.
Yeah.
She's actually going to Connecticut right now.
She's going to be on some other podcast.
I have that interview for Steve
Wilkos. Yeah, it's 3 hours.
She's going to be on the Steve Wilkos podcast. Yeah.
Call me on a Sunday. Interview me on a Sunday.
Hopefully it's not your baby.
Mm-hmm. I hope not. What if they wanted me to interview, but then really it was a trap?
It's an ambush to get you on the show.
And they said, Monica, you gave birth when I roofied you one night. This is your child.
Hey.
It could happen.
Do you remember being pregnant at any time, Monica? No, I don't. I don't quite remember.
I think it'll be okay.
I thought it was from the ice cream. I had a belly for a little while, but
oh, maybe that was ice cream. And that's how you're supposed to put ice cream.
Oh, Darren is getting licked right now by the dog.
Yeah,
he looks very uncomfortable.
Really? Was that you?
He's in the robe. I have a grievance that I would like to air.
Please.
I was talking to Rob about this earlier. I don't know if you've got the clip queued up, but I was watching the Saturday Night Live program last night. And there's plenty of times when they'll have, like, a music act of the moment that I don't like. Like Black Eyed Peas, for instance.
Right.
They're awful. But what they do professionally. They execute it professionally. It's just that genre of music I find to be terrible.
Agreed.
But the execution, I don't have. The production, whatever, they sing, they do their parts, it's fine. Last night they had a performer on named Lana Del Rey.
Uh-huh. Don't know who that is.
So fucking bad.
What happened?
She just is a terrible. She sounds like, as I said earlier, she sounds like if Fiona Apple had a stroke and like half of her face was palsied, so she couldn't get words out properly.
So I found the clip.
Is that what
ladies
she sounds like normally?
Lana
just
Del
listen
Roy.
To this and you tell me. And, like, one of every five words sort of sounds like Fiona Apple, and then it goes back to, like, awful, and you're like, wait, what?
the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name.
Definitely hear the Fiona Apple.
You open up a beer, take it over here and play a video game.
She looks like a Kristen Wiig character.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people on Twitter were saying last night.
Getting undressed, take your body downtown.
Oh my god.
But she gets deep for a second. It's like, what? Huh? What?
Leaning forward. Go play a video game.
I used to have a math teacher that whenever she would get angry, she had a very high-pitched voice, but when we would piss her off, she would go, "You finish up the brown right now."
Sounds like Herman Munster. Play that again.
It's you. It's all for you.
Lily. Like a ball
gown. How is this on national television? So then I got curious. I went on Wikipedia. Turns out she has a crazy rich dad who just threw all his money behind making his little baby a music star.
What's her name again?
Lana Del Rey. That's not her real name. If you go on Wikipedia, there's like quotes from her where she's like, yeah, my team thought that that name really fit what I was going after.
My team?
Yes.
She's like,
yes, she's one of those people.
She's just given in to being totally fabricated.
She just wants to be famous.
My, so what's her real name? Like Sarah Lipschitz?
Rob, I'm going to try to get on it.
Elizabeth Grant.
I heard she. Elizabeth Grant? Why would you change that?
Yeah, that sounds Hollywood-y.
Yeah. Liz Grant.
I think she just needed a name to distract people from her horrific voice.
She's only 25.
Too old for Hollywood.
She looks fucking 35 the way she's dressed right
Okay,
here.
So this is a quote from her. I wanted to be a band, but the label I was with and the team I had around me absolutely wanted me to be a solo artist. Lana Del Rey came from a series of managers and lawyers over the last 5 years who wanted a name that they thought better fit the sound of the music.
They were going to go with Steve Wilco.
Yeah.
Then they changed it. Let's hear that some more.
Play the second song.
She played twice?
Well, the second song was with Lou Reed. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like... like Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like she's had multiple plastic surgeries.
Oh, yeah, that nose is so
But
fake.
She's 25, though. What's she doing? My team thought that I should have a smaller nose.
Yeah.
My team felt that the nose I had originally was not in line with what we were doing.
I feel like I'm a cranky old man when I make these complaints, and I am a cranky old man, but sometimes it's legit. Like, it used to be back in the day, somebody would grow up and they just had this amazing voice that just needed to get out there, like Janis Joplin or Aretha Franklin. And it was like, it didn't matter what you looked like, it didn't matter anything. That was just a voice that was going to go places. Now it's just like a spoiled little rich girl grows up and sees somebody singing on TV and is like, Daddy, I want that. I want that. Well, give me that. And
because of Pro Tools.
Gives it, yeah.
Because anyone can have an album now that sounds halfway decent because they can fix
And it's
everything.
Not even that you have this voice that just needs to be heard. It's just, oh, I want to be a famous singer.
And she
but
is.
You can't sing, so I want it. Give it. And then they get it.
What's wrong with mainstream and music?
And the amazing thing is SNL last night had a sketch basically about that, about how now you don't even need to be good at anything. You could just get your name out there and everybody's accepted.
Yeah.
You saw the sketch.
That was
right?
a great sketch.
Describe the sketch. Probably describe
that. It's basically like the two hosts were a photo blogger and I forget the other profession, but it's just about people that just go on the internet and just because they say they do something, they are like that thing.
Yeah, like
with
no qualifications or actually being good at it. It's just
because
you've been
they
built
tried.
Up your whole life.
Like first we have a juggler and the guy couldn't juggle, but they were like, "Great job! You said you are something and you tried, and that's all that matters."
And then the musical guest is that like, do you think they did that sketch on purpose to sort of make light of who the musical guest was, or is it just
I don't know.
A coincidence?
Yeah, I don't think they would poke fun at themselves. Like, why would they? Like, what would they gain from that? But that totally is a coincidence.
Sort of like winking to the crowd, like, yeah, some of us understand that this is terrible. Don't hold it against us.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I
it was
like it.
Awful.
Was the other song?
Oh,
you got that
one?
Hold on,
that'll take a second.
Yeah, but she's got like a whole ball gown and like a whole thing, like she's, you know.
Oh yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
Listen,
or something.
You get that team around you. They know what to do.
The team felt I should wear this ball gown.
Yeah.
Lily. Sounds like China.
Do you think she talks like that too?
Oh, God.
Find her talking somewhere.
No, I bet her voice sounds nothing like that, because that voice is so, like, affected and false, and, like, I'm trying to sound like Nico or something, or Marianne Faithfull.
Wow, sis, it sounds like your balls just dropped.
Yeah. If only.
Do we know what the name of this?
Yeah, this entire single she cut with Metallica. Yes, my team felt it working with Metallica would be beneficial for my career. I'm changing my name to Marianne Faithfull.
Hold on, there's an ad.
Rob, that's a very good impression of her, by the way.
Thanks. Hi there, I'm Lana Del Rey. My team tells me I should come on the Metal Injection Live to get the young, perverted children demographic. And so far, I think it's working. I feel like my album sales with the young pervs are doing phenomenal.
Falafel. My team believes I should pronounce words incorrectly. That might add to my street credibility.
All right, here's the...
Once again, Lana Del Rey.
Who was the host?
Daniel Radcliffe. He actually did a good job in spite of most of his sketches being pretty crappy.
Yeah, he's a good actor. This is ZZ Top cover. White shades, black gloves. Look at Shaw.
Oh my God. Look
at she totally has collagen.
She just said fresh to death.
Like no emotions. She's so stiff.
Are we sure
she's hugging herself right now with a hand. Like how awkward could you be?
It's like like a high school talent show. Like this girl would come in like second. Just because, we all like her. We don't want to, she's trying.
Is she definitely a woman?
I think so. I mean, who knows? She had a nice ass. I'll say that for her.
A lot of guys have nice asses, too.
My team felt I should go the direction of cutting off my penis because women vocalists are more popular nowadays. It seemed like the right way to go.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just caught my penis in a folding chair.
Oh my God.
The balls drop.
On television.
Maybe she has really bad indigestion and gas.
Yeah, like, what's her face? That's
she just really
Ashley
needs
Simpson.
To let one out.
But is this
what her... Wait, hold on. Falafel Destroyer in the chat asks, would Rob finger her in public? No.
It has to be a... Is there a
private thing?
Would you cram your fist down her throat to shut her off?
Without question.
Into her mouth.
Yes.
But is this what her act sounds like on the record? Does she sound like
I don't
like
know.
This?
Do you have...
Let's look it up. Just try.
I would put my fist in her mouth and my other fist in her ass and wear her like those hand warmers they used to wear in the old days.
Could
walk
you
around like that.
Like squirt her away?
Oh, I wish.
Where is that?
What are we
this is the same
for?
Track.
Interscope put this out.
Our
fucking Interscope.
Father, whose art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
That's
it's worse.
I mean, she looks pretty in that picture, but...
But that's all Photoshop, clearly. And, like, the puffy lips, really.
Let's bring that down.
But Darren, while asking if she was a tranny, reminded me of this website you showed me earlier this week. And really, the website doesn't matter. It's just a song.
Tranny, oh, granny, tranny.
This is Sean's ringtone?
It's a quiz. You pick if it's a tranny or a granny.
Got a fanny. Which one's your gran? Which one's a man? Older or awkward? Pre-op or hip-hop? Full back of onions? Full stick or full stick?
Who is this? It's just the guy that made the quiz. I think he just made a song.
Tranny or granny? Tranny,
this is a Gary Newman song.
I want to ask if this is a Chromeo.
Which one's your
brand?
Which one's a man?
Older or awkward?
Older or
awkward?
I just repeat.
It doesn't matter.
Best thing Russell Brand ever did.
Here we go.
Sound like Russell Brand.
Ooh, yes.
What are you doing, Rob? Under the table.
Rob's checking himself away. To see which one he is. Which one, Rob?
Granny.
I knew it.
By the way, I got 14 out of 16.
I feel like this should be the theme song to Mrs. Divitelli.
Yeah.
Right? From now on, whenever she makes an appearance, this is her intro music.
And Sean.
Yeah. Did anyone hear from Sean?
No.
Well, the last
I heard from him, he just got in. He's probably not showing up.
He's not going to come.
And rape.
I hope he gets raped.
Which one's a man?
Why do you hope that?
You
why
would give, you want to give the website for this?
Website is a bit, it's like a, it's not a domain, but if you Google tranny or granny, it's the first results.
Right.
So, Noah, why do you want Sean to get raped? That's just wrong. I know you hate him, but come on.
Some people need to get raped. I agree.
I think Sean seems like the kind of guy that would probably enjoy it.
So that's not rape. He's enjoying it.
He'll write a grindcore song
about
it.
That's just sex.
I guess.
But there's...
And rape.
He seems like a guy that would like to be forcibly penetrated.
You think? Falafel Destroyer in the chat says we should call Sean on the air. I don't see why this is not happening.
Let's do it.
I don't know. Is he going to pick up...
Probably not.
He won't recognize the phone number because we only say it every week.
All over my penis and face.
Do you think that that's the number that shows up when we call?
Yeah.
I think he just got home at like noon and he's just blowing us off.
Yeah, he's just sitting in the bathtub drinking beer.
Ah, fuck it.
He just texted me earlier about waiting to get food.
Hello, who's this? Yeah, I'm on the phone. Hang on. Fuck him. Oh, hello?
Whackety-smackety-do. I
totally made that up
myself. Hey,
Patton who?
Yeah, what?
Hey!
Did you recognize the number?
Of course. Saved in my context.
It sounds awfully quiet at the bus depot, Sean.
I am home now, Dick.
Oh.
What?
Hello.
Sorry.
Why aren't you here?
I literally just got home like 10 minutes ago.
Why didn't you just come straight here?
You were right over the bridge.
Told the Greyhound bus just to take me straight to Williamsburg.
Yeah, just give him a tip. A good tip.
We started the show like a half hour late, so you would have been right
on
time.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if that's the case, I could try to get ready soon and leave. If that's...
No, it's okay, Sean.
Don't
do it.
He's really hoping we say no. He's like,
in that case, yes, Sean. Not only do we, but the entire world listening at home want you here.
We have a
dream. I thought only three people. Only three people did.
Let's ask the people in the chat right now. Do you want Sean to come in, or would you rather Sean not come in? Chat room, power is in your hands.
I want Sean here. Yes, yes. Sure.
Sure.
I want Sean.
Sure. I like that.
Come in.
They don't want you to come.
I want you. Sean is the live cast.
Let's make drops of all of these things of Noah saying good things about Sean.
Come in. Come on me, Sean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Noah. I sound right.
What?
You want Noah to say to Sean?
Mos Def? We can't get Mos Def. We're not that big yet.
He doesn't go by anymore. He goes by his actual name.
What is it?
I don't
kind
remember.
Of African
yeah.
I want you all over my penis and face.
Write down that person's name so I can contact them privately.
Just some face.
Dante Terrell Smith.
No, he has
Yasaline
kind of...
Bey. Yasaline Bey.
Yeah.
That's a hardcore name.
What do you think about Lana Del Rey? We were just talking about her.
Who?
She was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live last night.
Sean, what do you think about the song?
Oh, yeah. Is this your ringtone, Sean?
Tranny or granny. One's got a willy, other's got a fanny.
It should be.
Which one's a man?
Of course.
Older or awkward, pretty up or hip hop, full back of onions, full steep or full
steep.
Where did you find this?
Pretty up or hip hop. I don't know why hip hop.
Tranny.
I prefer trannies to grannies, actually. That's
really?
My taste.
Come on, you fuck a hot granny.
Not a fanny.
What if
unless we're talking about like a Helen Mirren or like a Diane Lane or something.
What about like about Diane Weist? What about like a ghetto broad that had a kid when she was 18 and then her daughter had a kid when she was 18?
Like a Felicia.
Oh, yeah. Like the...
Six.
I think like the youngest grandma is like 24 years old. She had a kid when she was 12 and then her kid had a kid when she was 12.
That's crazy.
Which Sean
I'd fuck Tech Lane.
Well, he does come from the Midwest, so...
Yeah.
Sean, did you hear that on the Steve Wilkos show?
I don't think so. I'm sure I stole that from somewhere.
Yeah.
Trying to pinpoint where.
Still very upset about that criticism.
Yes, true.
Someone in the chat to whackety their schmackety do. Can you do that? Taco grinder.
I can't, man. I was submitted a summons that I can't use that joke anymore.
Nothinghead says, Sean once told me on Facebook that he would come all the way down to Miami for me. Is that true?
Oh, Sean.
Did you promise that, you lying sack?
Well, it depends on your definition of come. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I guess Nothinghead, that's not happening. Sorry.
He lied.
I mean, unless he buys a plane ticket, I don't give a shit. That's fine.
Yeah, no, or if you just happen to be in Miami, you'll just lie and say...
Hey, we're going to be in Miami next week. Sean, you can come in our luggage.
Do you really want him to come in
your luggage? Yeah, wait. Well, I'll come all over your luggage, you kidding me?
No, you really want Sean to come on that trip with you?
No.
Yeah, I figured.
You should know.
I want to see Sean, like, show up and, like, hang out poolside in, like, cut-off denim shorts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are there going to be any less disgusting people on this cruise as last year?
What do you mean disgusting people?
There's going to be more, because they see that that's where they can congregate, and that's where they're going to go.
Is it still an obscure metal cruise?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I see.
There are guys from all over the world.
No, the bands, though. But not the people there, you told me they were like all like crusty weirdos.
I never said that.
No.
Don't say so some guys. Of them are listening right now. They don't
want... That's not true. No, all the people were like very nice, like classy metalheads.
Yeah,
they
were all metalheads with jobs.
It's older metalheads. It's not like...
They were young... There were people who are younger than
people that can afford to waste money on a fucking cruise.
Yeah, exactly. People that can blow
a brand.
I wouldn't
say it was a waste of money.
You didn't pay, so it wasn't a waste of money for you, of course.
I did
pay
something. I may have not paid full price.
You paid for the bikini.
Nobody's business. Yeah,
you paid for the bikini and the drinks. That's what you paid for.
Noah just said that's nobody's business. I think that's a live cast first. That Noah got
that's
all business.
That's private. That's private matters.
Yeah, you can talk about her snatch all you want, but as soon as you get into financial matters, Sid, too far.
Jewish through and through she is.
My true colors are showing right now. I'm so embarrassed.
Do not talk about Noah's wallet.
Judaism does not run deep on that one.
Will you give us a rundown of the various bikinis you'll be sporting on this trip?
I haven't found a bikini. I tried going with Frank to find a bikini, but...
Why don't you borrow one from him?
Borrow one from him?
We're going with Frank to buy a bikini.
I think his cup size is a little bit larger than mine.
He's in good shape, Frank. What are you talking about?
Noah skips this song when she listens to Dark Side of the Moon.
No, I do not. True.
Money. This is
no, we can't talk
song.
About this. Not even in music. Pink Floyd, this is none of your business. You stay out of my wallet, Pink Floyd. Noah's got to go. Just joking. We're running with the joke.
I have nothing to say.
No, I saw you shook your head like, it's not true.
Roger Waters,
I'm trying to protect your company, Rob, and sensitive information from leaking. Okay?
I'll talk all about my leaking, but
Rob,
not my money.
How much did you guys pay for the cruise last year?
No, I don't want to. I'm also Jewish.
How much does the cruise cost?
Well, it depends what kind of package you're buying.
Comped.
What?
$1,200?
The cheapest? No, the cheapest is if you share a room with three other people.
Random people?
It could be random.
Or pair you off?
You can have three friends.
Okay.
And it's $666 a person.
That ain't bad.
Plus
$250 in taxes.
But Sid's shaking his head. But it's a...
No, just because $666.
Oh, like, I didn't even think of that.
Did they have to round down or round up to get to that? Like, was it $600? Hey, let's just add the $66 and it'll be cool. Or was it $700? They were like, let's knock down a few so it's a cool number.
That is probably...
No, he just said that it's $250 for tax, so they just said that to be, like, funny. You know, they have the $250 and that's the real price.
Yeah.
Jerks.
But, I mean, to go, you know, on a cruise, it's even if you don't like metal, it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I would have fun on a cruise if it didn't have all the fun and stuff.
Yeah.
I would probably just be bored after the second day.
Really?
Yeah, there's really nothing to do
it's
on the boat.
Old people that go on cruises typically.
All you do is either there's a casino, so now you'd keep busy.
No, but those casinos suck. My friend, who's another poker degenerate like me, he told me that he went on a cruise, and the poker is ridiculous. Like, they rake you out the ass. Like, they take half the pot and keep it, you know?
Wow.
I won money when I played blackjack.
Yeah. You got lucky, you told us.
Yeah.
You were like, I don't know what I'm doing. 20 hit me!
Yeah, exactly. And then I won.
Yeah.
The dealer probably wanted to bone you.
At first she was like, Robert, can I just give you my money and you play with it? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to lose your money. I'll just sit next to you and I'll tell you what to do. And then you did it, Noah.
I did.
You listened to my... And then everyone was rooting for her, everyone else at the table. Like,
Burton C. Bell was at the table rooting for me.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The singer
of Fear Factory.
But I think Sid was right, though. I think the dealer just wanted you to win because he wanted to bone
you. It was a chick, though.
Well, she wanted to bone
you. How long was her hair?
And the dealer pissed off, so...
They wanted to take turns on you.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of that poon.
So he was just like... You just had 27, and he was like, you win, you know, fuck it. Give you the money.
31.
Were you in your bikini playing blackjack?
Yeah, did you have your can hanging out or what?
It's cold inside. There's, like, air conditioners and stuff. Gets nipply.
Falafel Destroyer asks, the dealer wanted some tribidism?
It's possible.
Yeah, we were tribidating under the table or whatever.
Yeah, well... That sounds like it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Falafel Destroyer says, is Ken Pierce going to be on the cruise?
I don't know. Rob, is Ken Pierce going
to be? No, I don't think
why not?
He can't even get his own
As a patron, not as a journalist.
He pays his own
right.
So what
he
would
can't
you do?
Afford it.
Would
He's
you
on the co-op board. He could afford anything.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld's father.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, other than like the casino, you either just sit out poolside all day, get drunk,
is there
or
shrimp
eat
cocktail?
Food.
But they
there was a minimal amount of shrimp cocktail. I was very disappointed. I do remember though, it was on the menu in the restaurant one night, and I got two orders.
Yeah.
And the waiter kind of smirked a little,
like you would.
Yeah. But then the serving came, and I was like, well, I'm glad I got two servings. There was like two shrimp in this thing, and it was like.
But they were two giant shrimps.
No.
Did they still have
jumbo
the turd
shrimp.
Lines in them?
No, they didn't
they
have the turd lines.
Properly cleaned?
Yeah, thanks.
The mud veins?
Yeah.
Mm.
Did they taste like they came out of a plastic bag earlier from the supermarket?
Probably. That's probably exactly where they came from.
You love that bagged shrimp.
Yeah, so aren't we supposed to have a guest?
We're going to have him in just a little bit. We're going to take a little music break, and then I'm texting with him right now.
We're lining that up. No, our interns are doing that.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. So, Sean,
yep.
Thanks for coming in and braving it through and being on the show.
I appreciate it.
You're a trooper.
Anytime. I do what I can, you know.
I like the way you sound better over the phone than over the mic, so I guess this is
It's not good. The way you sound. You just like him not being here.
And the way that he sounds.
Yeah.
He's more audible.
I'm a lot easier on the ears than the eyes. That's what I'm, you know.
All right.
You're too hard on yourself.
Well, let's go to a quick music break before we take Matt on the air. We're going to start off with a song that Sid requested. A not quite metal track, but it works for me. Here's Nine Inch Nails with Physical.
Thank you. Livecast with a bunch of godless liberal Jews who hate this country and one neo-Nazi ginger skinhead. What a comedy dream team. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to attend a Glenn Beck rally. Here's the show.
Bland is done for the night, but we're here back on the Metal Injection Livecast. We didn't really go anywhere. We just played a little bit of music. We started with a Sid request. Nine Inch Nails cover of Physical off of his and my favorite Nine Inch Nails album, Broken.
Mm.
And then to counteract Sid's request, I played Cynic.
Oh, you fucker.
I like Pretty Hate Machine better.
Box Up My Bones. I love Pretty Hate Machine, but I find myself listening to Broken the most,
yep.
Going back to it the most.
Short and sweet.
And let's not delay this any longer. We promised, and we are going to deliver. We're going to have Matt Halpern, drummer of Periphery.
Is he
and
Jewish?
We can ask an owner of BadHappy.com on the air right now.
Yeah, Halpern's right here.
Hello.
Matt, what's up? You're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. Our studio
audience. How's it going, man?
Thank you for taking some time to do this.
Oh, no worries. Dude, you're breaking up, though, for some reason. I'm hearing all, like, robot-y voice right now.
That's actually our studio audience that you were just hearing?
No, that's how Rob naturally sounds.
Oh, maybe. Do I still sound terrible?
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Are you sure?
Say one more time.
What's up?
You may want to try to call me back one more time. It's I can barely hear you. You sound like you're in a box.
Okay.
All right, we're going to call you right back because we're all about professionalism here at the Metal Injection
Podcast. Don't talk like that, Rob. Making him think that.
Cool, I'll be here.
Okay, cool.
Is he just trying to bail on this interview by saying, hey, you're breaking up, I'm going through a tunnel?
Whoa, that's a good point, Sid. I hope that's not the case.
I mean, you already said his website. What does he need to talk to us for at this point?
Okay.
How do I sound now? Do I sound gorgeous?
Gorgeous. Much better. Perfect.
Oh,
beautiful.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks for taking some time to do this. I know you're not feeling well. You got a case of the food poisoning.
Oh, my God. Craziest thing ever. I got hit with it at like 3 a.m. out of nowhere, and it's been brutal. Like, completely brutal. Just like the worst thing ever. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
What did you eat?
No, you know, it wasn't even like fast food. I went to a nice restaurant, got some chicken kebabs, and thought everything would be good. And then, you know, like I said, 3 a.m. It was like, it was as if like the monster from Dreamcatcher was in my stomach.
Oh my God! Wow. What a way to reference one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I had to think of like the most gruesome thing ever. So there you go. That's pretty much what it was like.
Jason Lee was in that movie for some reason.
Yeah.
Matt, there was a little debate before we got you on the phone. Are you Jewish?
Yes, I am Jewish.
You are one of the chosen people. You're on the air with four other chosen people.
Beautiful. I feel the love.
L'chaim. All right. Let's get right into it. Your website, vanhappy.com.
All right, Darren. Relax with that.
Let's cut off the shofar. No time for shofar right now. Your website, vanhappy.com. You just launched this thing. Give me the pitch.
Yep. Say it again. I couldn't hear you. Give me the what?
The pitch. What's the pitch about?
The pitch. VanHappy is it's an online marketplace for musicians to connect via online and on-tour music lessons, and we handle everything from scheduling, communication, payment, and the actual lessons between pretty much any musician in the world to any other musician in the world. That's the most summarized version of what we do.
Right, and so basically, if you're a musician who wants to learn, you can sign up and get lessons from people in bands or just people who are good at a certain instrument, and on the other end, if you want to teach, you can do that as well, right?
Exactly, yeah. You can apply to be a teacher. We have a very, very thorough vetting process of all the teacher applications. And if you're a student, you know, you can absolutely take lessons with, you know, anyone on our roster right now as a teacher. We have over 250 pretty amazing teachers in the system, and it's continuing to grow every day. We get new submissions every day, and you know, so far it's been really good. We've had lessons, you know, all the way today. There was somebody teaching in Ohio to someone in the Persian Gulf. We've had lessons from Norway to Montreal. I mean, it's you name it, we've done it so far. For the most part, it's all over the place. It's really cool.
Right.
It really makes the world a lot smaller for musicians.
Is it like a private lesson or is it group lessons?
The online lessons for now are private. We wanted to launch with the idea of this, you know, one-on-one experience. Of course, you know, group lessons is something that we will be implementing. But for now, I think what's really beautiful about it is, you know, someone who wants to learn how to play guitar from, or really learn how to play their favorite song can potentially learn from somebody in their favorite band. And, you know, given the genre that you guys are focused on as far as the metal bands go, I mean, we really have a really good choices to pick from for you know, learning pretty much any song, any music from your favorite artist. You know, that's what's really cool about it. And like I said, that one-on-one experience is what I think really is unique, because you get a 30-minute, you know, or 1 hour lesson one-on-one where you're not only learning something directly from the source, but you're kind of getting to experience that they're a real person, you know, that these musicians are real people, that they're doing this because, one, they want to connect with their fans on a different level, but two, you know, it helps them to make a living so that they can continue to make the music that we all appreciate, you know.
That's awesome. Who are some of the musicians that you have that people can get lessons from, some of the more known musicians?
I mean, everybody from, you know, Chris Adler from Lamb of God to Jeff Loomis, you know, of Nevermore and the Jeff Loomis band, all the guys from Protest the Hero, all the guys from Periphery, Yours Truly, Animals as Leaders, Boys are on there. You know, seriously, you name it in the metal world, I think we're pretty much covering it for the most part. Everybody from Chimera to some of the Daft guys to Between the Buried and Me. So they're all there.
Are there any non-metal musician type folks?
There are a bunch of other genres.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, there's a ton of actual non-metal musicians. And you know, there's people that are in bands. You know, we have some of the guys from Less Than Jake, some of the guys from Dredge, you know, a lot of other well-known non-metal bands. And then, you know, what's been great about this is since we've opened, we've had submissions from people all over the U.S., all over the world, that, you know, some are composers, some are producers, some are violinists, some are bassoonists. You know, we really cover and are starting to cover all areas, and that's something that we're going to be continuously developing as we go, you know, the really trying to expand into any and all genre from here, you know.
Are you going to rotate all these teachers, or are they going to be available for, like, more than one lesson?
No, they're all, they set their own lesson rates. They set their own schedules. It's completely up to them. They can teach one lesson if they want to, which, you know, doesn't really behoove them too much because it's a great experience, but they can also, you know, set up a whole week's worth of schedules, you know, week after week, or they can, you know, they can teach on tour. So no, I mean, we have tons of repeat customers. A bunch of the teachers have already been doing repeat lessons. And since we've opened, it's been really off to the races for a lot of the musicians. They've been having a great time. And, you know, like I said, they set their own schedules and rates. So it's really up to them how much they want to teach. And we just try to create the marketplace for them to make it easy for them, you know?
Is there like a average rate that you could talk about? Like how much would a lesson, like a half hour lesson typically go for?
Well, you know, what I'm seeing is, like I said, teachers set their own rates, but lately what I've been seeing is anywhere, you know, between $20 to $45 for half hour, depending on who they are and, you know, their level of notoriety in some cases, or their level of expertise in other cases. And then, you know, for an hour lesson, anywhere from $40 to, you know, I've seen guys that are offering $100 lessons. It just really, you know, depends on how the market dictates itself, and I think it's going to even out over time. But, you know, it's the beginning, so we're going to see a lot of different prices, I think, all over the place.
Who's the most expensive?
That I don't know. Offhand, I don't know. There's a couple guys that are charging over 100, or rather right around 100, 75 to 80 an hour. So I'd rather not call them out. I'll let people search for them on the site, and they can decide if they can accommodate that.
I was actually looking on the site earlier, and I actually $100 is not the most expensive one.
Uh-oh.
Because I found that Thor Shredstein's people set up a profile for him, and
God.
He is $3,000 an hour.
If you want a second, it said.
Oh,
wow.
So
that's funny. Well, good stuff. Well, you know, Rob, we got to get you on there too, man, because you got a lot that you know about the music business. I think a lot of people would love to learn from you as well.
Yeah.
You know how you did with. Yeah, man, how you've done what you've done as a writer and you know, innovator of a really successful, you know, metal news website. You know, you guys are you know, up there with the cream of the crop, and I think a lot of people have interest in that. So, you know, that's the thing. It's not just music lessons. It's across the board.
I kind of give it away for free every week on the show, though. So,
Rob,
yeah, fair enough.
Don't give him any ideas.
You know what? I might be flooding the marketplace.
Fair enough. Fair, you might be, you know, with all the characters you have, but with Misha, you know, that, I mean, a lot of people want to learn how to talk with a Russian accent.
Oh, you're right. Maybe Metal Misha and Sinister Sasha can do some
they
lessons
can
on Ben Happy.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Cool. Well, let's talk about Periphery really quick. You guys are
sure.
In the studio right now. How
yes.
is that coming along? How far along are the recording process are you?
Oh, it's great. It's great, man. You know, we're just at this point, we're trying to finish everything we can before we head out on the Dream Theater tour. I'm not sure that we're going to finish before we leave, but that's okay. We're not very pressed for time, and we'll be able to come back right after the tour and finish anything that's still over our heads to do. But it sounds amazing. I mean, it's nothing like the first album. It's completely beefed up. The songs are way better, in my opinion. Spencer is absolutely killing it, and it's all live. You know, nothing was done in the box, so to speak. You know, all the drums aren't beat drums this time around. They're live drums. The guitars are live amps and cabinets, so it has a real live sound to it, which I think is a lot different than what people are used to hearing from us and from Misha, you know.
Cool. Do we have callers for Matt? If anybody
never
would like
out
to,
the number.
I didn't give out the number. If anybody wants to call in and speak to Matt, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. So are you guys, do you guys have like a target date for when this is going to be released? Are you guys looking to put it out this year or just like whenever it's done?
No, I mean, it'll be this year. You know, hopefully right before we do some summer touring is what we're looking at or something like that. I don't think we're going to get it out anytime before then, but you never know. I mean, the guys in my band work really hard, you know, and they tend to be very swift when they want to be. So I guess we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes for sure.
Awesome. And I know you've probably been really busy right now, but have you been listening to any music that you want to talk about right now?
You know, lately the only thing I've been listening to has really been the auditions from all of the artists that are applying on Band Happy. That's the most music I've been listening to lately, aside from, you know, getting all the Periphery stuff together for the recordings. you know, my head has been buried in either periphery land or band happy teacher land.
I was going to ask, how are the teachers screened for?
We have a pretty hefty process. You know, when teachers apply, they have to tell us information about themselves. You know, they have to upload a video of themselves performing. So, you know, based off the information they give us, if they put together a profile that really, you know, is professional and they take the time to do it and they also have a lot to offer as a musician, then it's no problem and we're happy to approve them. But, you know, if someone comes and they put no time into their teacher application, they don't fill out the profile information, they put up a crappy video where you can't see who it is in the band that's performing, like if it's like a live performance video or, you know, it's just if they don't take their time, you know, I don't think that, you know, we want them here as a teacher because that shows, you know, how you do one thing is usually how you do everything. And if you're sloppy and you're not very, very tight with what you're putting out there, you know, you got to assume that some of the lessons will be the same way. And we don't really want to have that type of environment with Band Happy.
Gotcha. And are you giving instructions?
I am. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. When I have the time, I'll be teaching on the Dream Theater tour here and there. What's that?
Where do you find the time?
You know, you make it. You make the time. It's important, and I have a lot of students that I've taught over the years to even as research for Band Happy. You know, I taught a ton of online lessons, a ton of in-person lessons while I've traveled around on tour at the venues. So I have a lot of students from all over that I really, you know, still have a good relationship with and still work with. It's just really, you know, they're the ones that are really cool to bend with my schedule. So it's really whenever I can. And I try to fit in a couple here and there a week. And, you know, when we go on tour, I'll hopefully be teaching a couple here and there as well on the Dream Theater tour.
And how do the instructors communicate with their students when they're not having a lesson? Like if they have to change a time or something like that?
That's really easy. There's a comment system that's private between both student and teacher once the lesson is purchased. So they can just comment back and forth, and there's email notifications for everything. And we're also going to be releasing some new stuff to the website, potentially even tomorrow or Tuesday, where we're going to make the whole request and comment system a lot more streamlined and a lot more efficient. And, you know, that's the thing with this website. It's constantly evolving. You know, we're constantly getting great feedback from our users on how we can make the system even better than it is now. And, you know, consider it version 1.0. You know, this thing really, where I see it in my mind, is version, you know, 20. So
right.
There's a lot to roll out here that we're going to be doing over time. And I think people are going to be really excited about the way that this website, you know, develops over time.
That's crazy. I mean, this was as a web developer, this was quite the ordeal, I imagine, to set up. I was just curious, like, how long from the birth of the idea till now did it take to get the site launched?
You know, I came up with the idea back in 2007, and I remember even seeing you in New York and telling you a long time ago, hey, I got this thing that I'm working on. You were kind of like, yeah, sounds cool. You know, let me know if it ever launches. And, you know, it's cool because it's taken a lot of time, but, you know, we've gone through different versions of it. We've, you know, tested a lot on our alphas and you know, different versions of the website. And, you know, it takes a lot. It takes the right developers. It takes the right team. You definitely need the right capital as well. So, you know, we worked hard and it's really cool to get finally to the starting line officially, you know.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Know. When you told me about that, in my head I was like, yeah, right, okay. I hear this all the time. Good luck, sir. Yeah, tell me when it's done.
You're mean, Rob.
You're a walking bag of jealousy. That's what you are.
No, it's all good. You know, we needed the fire under our asses. A lot of people, you know, said, oh, that's going to be hard to do. You know, let us know how it goes. And a lot of people even suggested other ways to do it that would be a lot simpler. But, you know, the vision has always stayed the same and continues to stay the same. And, you know, I really care about how the users feel about the website, and I want to make it the best it can be. So, you know, it's we've gotten it to this point, and I see no reason why we can't take it to you know, much further levels from here.
All right, cool. Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us, especially with your stomach grumbling.
Yeah, go back to the bathroom.
Oh, no worries. Thank you guys for having me. It's really cool.
Are you in the bathroom? Are you on the throne?
I'm not. I'm buried under a bunch of blankets right now, nursing a fever and drinking some Sprite, trying to settle the stomach. But aside from that, I'm happy to be on here, put it that way. So it's cool to circle back, Rob, and talk to you about all this stuff now.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, let's...
Yeah, I need a webcam now. Yeah, I'm going to sign up.
No, you can ask
me
if you want in person. You don't have to sign up for lessons to talk to me. I'm not that vain. But
Rob's charging $8 per half hour.
That might be the way to finally get Rob to show up somewhere on time.
There you go.
Perfect. Cool. Well, Matt, thanks again. Everyone check out bandhappy.com, and you can check out Periphery on tour with Dream Theater. When does that start?
We leave on Saturday, and I believe the first show is on Sunday or Monday of this coming week in Helsinki, Finland.
All right. So for all our Finnish listeners, which we do have, you can check out Periphery and Dream Theater. Matt, thanks again for calling in. We're going to play some Periphery right now and hang up on you. So
awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'll talk soon.
All right. Have a good one. This is Life.
Okay. Good night.
Self-titled debut album. Right now on the Mental Injection Livecast.
We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meat Holes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live cast. Right now.
Wow, wow. Chuck wasn't ready for his cue right there. Very unprofessional of
Chuck. Because he was getting high in the back with me.
God damn it, Chuck.
She was squirting on him.
Your damn influence.
Yeah, he was short-circuiting in the back while I was squirting on him.
So, no, you were telling us you had a story.
Oh, so during the week, I was talking to someone, and I remembered a game that I used to play when I was younger.
Oh, boy.
And then I was wondering what games all of us have played as children. Mm-hmm. So I'll share mine.
Children!
Mm-hmm. So I used to have this boy that was my friend, and
How old were you?
I had to be 6 or younger because I was still in Israel.
Okay.
This is a memory that I have from
there. Israeli game.
Yeah, so I used to invite him over, and I used to make him pretend to be a dog, and that we were both dogs, and I would make him hump me.
Oh.
On TV.
You saw? Wait, hold on.
I don't know.
Let's
Let's scale it back a little.
Or not, okay. I mean, you know.
Like, so, let's take it back. So you're both dogs. So wait, what did you see on TV? You saw two dogs humping on TV?
You know, no, like how animals fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
like doggy style.
I don't know what I don't know what I saw. I can't remember that.
I just want to clarify one thing, just to make sure that this is still true. How much you paid for the cruise last year? Still none of our business, right?
No.
All right, now go back to
interesting.
Now go back to pretending to be a dog getting humped.
Okay, fine. Wait. I'm done with my story.
No.
You heard me.
Why you gotta be such a prick?
Yeah,
all the time.
Wow, did you really prove your point right there? Mission accomplished. No, but so you just wanted to get dry humped by the kid, and you were we're dogs. Let's hump. Or you didn't know what sex was.
I didn't know what my rationale behind it was, but just thinking about what I used to play as a child. I thought it was just a really weird thing that I did. And then did you guys ever do weird stuff like that, or is it just me?
Hold on. I'm still trying to grasp the story. You were like, let's pretend we're dogs, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember this vividly? Like, were you barking at each other first, or were you just like, now we're dogs, so I'll stand here, and you stand behind me and hump me? Like, did you guys both know what humping was?
I guess so.
You don't remember this.
I don't
specific.
Remember that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You just remember being humped.
I remember we used to play like.
Oh, so this happened multiple times, or this was one occurrence.
I don't know. I can't. I mean, probably it happened multiple times because we were friends.
I see.
So I think we used to pretend that we were like, I guess, husband and wife.
Oh.
Just as dogs.
I see. Why dogs?
I don't know.
Why do you think dogs? Is that why you have a dog?
Maybe.
Have you ever asked?
Maybe I have bestiality.
This was
tendency.
Just with this one kid.
Yeah.
You never did it with anybody else.
No.
How many times did you do it with him?
He was my friend when we were younger, so I'm sure that I saw him more than once.
Are you still in touch with him?
No.
He's from Israel.
I wish I would remember who he was.
Got blown up on a bus, maybe.
Oh, that's not.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
You have people in the chat offering to be your dog. I don't know if you're interested.
Was it Congressman Anthony Weiner?
Wait.
Isn't a wiener a kind of dog?
It all comes back together.
I'm not really sure what this means, but Slow Mo China in the chat says, Rob asked his friend to pretend to be a bacon buffet.
But Russian bacon.
And then
but Russian
him
bacon.
Up.
I ate some bujanina, by the way, the other day. It was very good.
Why did you do this?
I went by the Russian store and they had a big juicy bujanina right in the front of the... right in the case there.
Bujanina is just
really?
Like roast pork, basically.
Oh,
or
so
smoked
good.
Pork, I guess.
Delicious. Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to distract. I got distracted by my bujanina memory. I remember it was Tuesday. I had a delicious bujanina sandwich.
So, yeah, so what games have you guys played as children?
Well, I never humped a dog, that's for sure.
Yeah,
well, I didn't hump a dog either. It was a boy. And I think he humped me. I'm pretty sure of that.
I think your mind kind of turned that into it being a boy because it's so traumatic that you humped a dog. Think about it, Noah. Think
oh, my
back.
God.
Where did the dog touch you?
Show us on Bruno. So did you have to like do a lot of convincing, or was he pretty much up for it right away?
It was just an innocent thing, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just the game.
I can't think of anything that I did that was like that, where I was hanging out with a girl and we dry humped. I don't remember any occurrences like that.
You never dry humped a girl?
No, I mean,
I wasn't even joking.
No, I'm saying I don't remember like a game as an innocent child where it ended up being something sexual.
Darren, how often do you dry hump girls?
I mean, usually when you first start dating a girl before it gets to sex, that kind of happens.
The bumping and grinding.
Yeah.
That needs to be.
I don't sit there and plan it out.
The bumping and the grinding.
Like I don't have a checklist.
The bumping and the grinding.
Yes.
Done.
But, I mean, you know, it just occurs sometimes. I don't pretend she's a dog, though.
So you just work her up by dry humping.
Sometimes she is a dog.
Oh.
But not literally. No, I don't remember doing anything real outlandish with a girl when I was a kid, you know. It was just like kiss and run away or whatever, that kind of shit. I don't know. I remember one time I was in a day camp when I was like 6.
Uh-oh.
And this girl ran over and it was just kissed, like,
oh,
she
okay.
just kissed me. But like a real kiss, like she knew how to tongue and everything, like at 6
Damn.
Years
wow.
old. And I was like, okay. And then like a dork, I ran around the whole camp going like, well, I forgot her name, Rachel. I think her name was Rachel. I was like, did you hear the news? Like, Rachel kissed me.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
Right. And then she, yeah, I got a golden ticket. And then she, like, she found out, and she's like, what the fuck? Big deal. Like, I kissed every single guy.
Don't
like,
you know I'm a whore?
Yeah. And yes, exactly. That's basically what she said, without using the word whore. She's
like, or she was like, I have a cold sore anyway.
Yes,
oh.
No, she was pissed off that, like, I thought I was special, basically.
Aw, what a bitch.
Really deflated me.
Oh.
I had another incident in that same, this is not related to this, but in that same day camp.
What was the name of the day camp?
I went to like 10 different day camps. I don't know. I don't remember.
Is it like a religious Jewish one?
No, it was just like after school camp, whatever. So I climbed up on they had this jungle gym that was like a half circle. Like it went up and then you got to the top, like an arc, and then it went down the other side with rungs. So I was so scared to climb up on this fucking thing. Like every kid did it. None of my friends went to this camp. Like my friends from school were real popular, and all friends in school. They threw me in this camp and I was like alone. Everyone hated me. So they were all making fun of me. I never went up on this jungle gym thing. So, and I was scared to. So one day I said, fuck it. I just went up, went to the top, like slowly clinging to each thing. I get to the top and then I looked down and it felt like I was 110 feet in the air. And I started freaking out and I started peeing.
Oh.
And I have these baggy, like a bathing suit type shorts on. So.
Are you also related to Noah's great grandmother?
Yeah, I started squirting down the jungle gym. No, I
Is there
started.
A tidal wave?
Basically, yes. I started pissing. I started pissing from the top of this jungle gym with everyone watching me.
Was anyone underneath you?
No, no one was underneath, but it was like a circle around this thing, all watching me piss straight down. It was very traumatic. But here's the good story, the part of the story, the ending was I was the piss boy for about 2 weeks. Everyone made fun of me, and then another kid crapped his pants.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so I was off the hook. He became the duty boy.
That's
was
a good summer
the same
camp
spot?
Thing.
Sorry.
It wasn't summer camp like you go away to camp. It was like you go, a bus picks you up at 8 o'clock. From
yeah, I
house.
Had that.
Yeah,
day
yeah.
camp, yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. Terrible.
But it was all
like day camp.
In day camp, it was all you wait a couple weeks and somebody's going to shit themselves.
Yeah, basically.
It's just like clockwork. Oh.
It's summer. It's a time for shitting.
Yeah.
Why not?
They used to take us to the dirty fucking New York beaches and shit.
Manhattan
like
Beach was the one by summer camp.
Yeah.
Was. We
oh, no.
Oh, my
away.
God. There
oh.
are needles
yeah.
In the sand.
It was,
oh, wow. That's so funny because I went to a beach. I mean, I went to a day camp in Brighton Beach, which was literally across the street from the beach, and we just went to the pool in the day camp center.
We
yeah,
had,
they didn't even take us to the beach.
They did take us. They took us to Madison High School to go in the pool sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But
I
hated that, too,
because
they was like tests. It was like school.
It wasn't just hanging out.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yeah.
Like my day camp was all just recreational stuff.
Oh, it was like school. They made you do arts and crafts, and you had to get rated on the fucking arts and crafts. And then you had to get like pass these tests for the swimming pool, and you got like if you didn't pass, you had to stay in the shallow, or if you didn't want to do it or whatever. Like it was like you had to do homework, learn how to paddle, and all this shit. Like it was retarded.
Did your parents hate you?
Yeah, I think my mother just wanted to like, you know, she like during the school year she could do whatever she wanted and not, you know what I mean? Like she didn't want me hanging around the house the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like half the day was okay, but she needed to get me out. I guess. I don't know.
Why don't you just go to King's Plaza like all the other kids?
But I was like a little bit of... Well, eventually, later on when I got older...
King's Plaza is a local mall, by the way. Just like a shitty mall.
When I got older, I vocalized it that I didn't want to go. But when I was a kid, I was like intimidated, so I just went. You know, my mother said I had to go, so...
Gotcha.
I
used to try to escape from my day camp because I hated it so much, but I'd like get out the front gate and then not.
Oh.
It was so far from my house, I like had no idea where to go, so that I'd have to like.
You would have ended up like Levy Kletsky.
You know what? It also happened to me once in kindergarten when I hated, because I hated school also.
Oh.
And I just ran the fuck out of the school. The security guard couldn't catch me. And my kindergarten was literally a block and a half from my building where I grew up. But I got outside and I didn't know where the fuck to go. And I turned back around. I'm like, damn it. I need to pay better attention.
Did you put your arms out to get cuffed like you got me?
Basically. Yeah, that was always a problem as a youth. I'd escape but then not know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, my camp, they just made us do every miserable thing I didn't want to do. Like we had
wow, I loved my camp experience.
Awful. Had to go to the stupid, shitty beach with fucking the, it was worse.
Do you not like the, do you just not like the beach?
I like the beach, but I hate New York shitty beaches. And in the 80s, it was worse.
Yes.
Because they did a massive cleanup of Coney Island and
and
sometime like maybe like 8 years ago or something.
And girls weren't as whorish then, so you couldn't go to the beach and like see like nip.
It was just old Russian women.
Yeah.
But also they took us at like 8:30 in the fucking morning.
When it was like grandmas with the hairy thighs.
Yeah, exactly. And not even Russian old women who you could laugh at.
Where was
Russians
this?
Then.
Where was this?
Mostly Coney Island, sometimes Brighton Beach.
Okay.
But yeah, like Noah said, there's needles and there was fucking just
dog
shit. Yeah, just disgusting. That it was nasty seaweed and jellyfish in the water, and the water was brown and shit.
Yep.
And they didn't even like let you shower off. Like you would, they'd say the counselors would go make out somewhere, and you'd just run around. And then they collect everyone and herd you into the fucking bus, and with your fucking shitty sandy feet.
That bus must have smelled so good.
You know what? That's what I would always like when I became older. That's what I thought about most was that the people that were watching us were kids that were maybe 10 years older than me,
yes,
if not less, that like I knew some of them just from the neighborhood, and they were like irresponsible teenagers.
I used to see them smacking kids around sometimes.
It's so ridiculous how like your parents would not trust, or me, my parents would not trust me to be alone, but
right.
Oh, it's okay if the 16-year-old is watching after them.
they'll
be okay.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Did you go to a Russian day camp?
No. I went to, I guess it's like it's at the Jewish Y at the on Brighton Beach.
Oh, I know.
So it's just like it's a rec center basically, and they have like a gymnasium, like a basketball court. They have like a rec room with like billiards and ice hockey or table hockey.
They have a Torah.
But they didn't. It wasn't religious at all. Like they didn't preach.
Was Matt Halpern in your group?
Matt Halpern and I were in different groups.
It's the same
in the camp. So we never really interacted. But what was cool about the camp was that
there was a shrimp.
Like at the like towards the end of it, there would be like this competition.
Right.
Like I don't know. I think it was called Color Wars.
Yeah.
Color Wars. Yeah.
We didn't have that.
That was so. It was so fun.
That may mean something else on the streets now.
That's why I was a little hesitant to say it. I wasn't sure, but it was great. We were just teamed up, and then like we'd have all these different like there would be a race in the pool where everyone would race. You know, everyone would be matched up, and then they would just be like, you have to win games in the rec center. Like they would make use of all the activity rooms in the area and make like a competition out of it. Pretty much like Real World Road Rules Challenge, which is why I was so into that show, because I was like, this is Color Wars, except I don't have to do anything.
And
I could just watch people dramatize it.
Yeah.
But that must have sucked for the kids that were not athletic, that couldn't
like
do
me.
Anything. You know? What'd you do?
I mean, it wasn't like that strenuous, and it wasn't like serious. And they evened it out so that it wasn't like a team of really athletic people versus a team of shitty people. Like there would be one shitty kid, which that was me. I mean, I wasn't athletic at all.
You could dunk, though.
I could never dunk.
On a Nerf hoop.
On a Nerf hoop, I guess.
You could hit a softball pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Rob was crushing, man. He was hitting the ball like...
Once I figured out how to actually swing.
No, even when you couldn't swing. Like, he was swinging like a girl, hitting the ball like 400 feet.
He's a regular Bob Hamlin, this one.
Because he had never done it. And then he started doing it right and hitting it 500 feet.
Yeah. Jeez. It was exciting when everyone would play me in.
But
then
he would run to third base.
Yeah, he ran to where do I go, guys?
I did it! I did it! Do I just run home?
Home?
See you later. That's from a movie. I don't want Eggers to call in saying I'm like ripping something off.
Hey, he's no man. Why don't you pick it on him?
Was that Forrest Gump?
No, that was John. That was a drop.
No.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I was referencing. Anyway, somewhere from Hollywood. Thank you, Philosophy.
All over my penis and face.
My most vivid memory from summer camp was, it was like a Friday, and one of the counselors, I overheard him talking to another counselor about, he said, this weekend, watch, Paul Orndorff's turning on Hulk Hogan. And I was like, that can't happen. They're best friends. And they go home that weekend, and it happened. I'm like, that guy's magic. How did he know?
Was that foreshadowed? I don't remember the angle.
I'm sure it was probably taped. And his older brother got like the Wrestling Observer or something.
Yeah.
And got the result.
Like 1985. This was like pre-WrestleMania 1.
Yeah, exactly. So his older brother probably got a dirt sheet.
I was like blown away. I'm like, how the fuck did he know? Nobody could have guessed that.
Yeah.
We're best friends.
He must know Paul Orndorff.
And really the question becomes, why didn't he warn Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, right? Fucking asshole.
Tip him off.
He should have went down to Venice Beach, California and been like, Hulk, where are you? Your best friend is going to turn on you.
If only he could have warned me about Andre the Giant tearing off Hulk Hogan's cross chain. Fucking scarred me, that shit.
That's right.
You get memories from trying to this shit.
What a great entrance. What a great song in general.
Me and my grandma watching wrestling. Her not understanding the lick of English, she thought it was real.
But she was into it.
Oh, she thought it was. She would get so, like, anytime Hogan was like getting beat up by something, she would be pissed.
What happened?
It's like they're killing him. They're in Russian. They're killing him.
Say it in Russian. Let's hear it.
Убивают его! Они его
убивают! Oh my god!
She was so freaked out. I was like six, and I had to be like, grandma, it's not. It's gonna be fine. And I even thought it was real, but I didn't buy it as much as she did.
Right.
Just chill.
Whatever she made you realize.
Russian, I lose it.
She made you realize how fake it was by, like, no, come on.
Yeah.
I'm not this into it.
Exactly.
Falafel Destroyer wants to know, what did Sid's grandma think of Nikolai Volkov?
Oh, the Russian professional wrestler.
She wasn't really Russian.
She didn't like him because he was anti-Hogan. She was all about Hogan. She didn't have any
American.
Nationalistic
She's
loyalty.
A real American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she naturalized?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
she hated all the Russian people, too. We had upstairs neighbors who were from Odessa, and she used to always talk shit about them. Don't trust them. They're sneaky. They're from Odessa. Don't you realize all you people are the same? What are you talking about? Odessa, really?
This intercity rivalry.
Yeah. She probably thought Nikolai Volkov was from Odessa, so she didn't like him.
Yeah, because he had that weird accent. Because he was really Yugoslavian.
I love this part of the song.
America!
Groban said he went to full brawl in Buffalo and saw Orndorff's last match ever.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's when he got that stinger in his neck because he, he was doing a pile driver and then the way he landed, like, he gave himself whiplash.
He fucked himself up with
a pile
driver.
Giving someone a pile driver?
Yeah.
Why pile drivers are banned now, because Paul Orndorff.
Ruin it for everyone.
Jim Duggan turned on America?
Yes, in WCW.
What?
I don't remember this at all.
In WCW, Jim Duggan turned heel briefly.
He
and he's like, I'm, you know, like a typical heel turn.
Was this
where, like,
Vince Russo's idea?
Yeah. This was at like the very tail end
Nothing
of WCW.
Nothing is sacred with that piece of shit.
Yeah.
I do not remember this at all.
Look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious.
I believe you.
America!
Sorry.
And then remember for 5 minutes, Mike Awesome was a chubby chaser? Like, that was his gimmick?
Oh,
yeah.
He was that 70s guy, Mike Awesome.
Really?
I like
that
gimmick. We need a wrestling podcast, man. Fuck. So many good things to talk about.
None current.
Yeah, it's true. No, I have
I
some
like
thoughts
current.
On the game. Not necessarily whether I like it or don't like it, but it's very interesting right now.
Okay.
Some of it really sucks, and that's interesting. And then some things are good, too.
Okay.
There's always something. That's what I've always said to Rob. Is like, we're like wrestling junkies. Like, even when it's terrible, we have to know what's going on, you know?
I get updates from Rob like every few weeks, maybe, if there's something interesting. But
yeah,
I don't watch anymore.
I am a battered wife.
Yeah.
I will get disappointed and let down constantly.
But honestly, I don't look at it that way because I feel like the shittiness of it entertains me also. Like,
yeah.
The backstage stuff and, like, why it sucks, you know?
You like the
yeah.
drama in between.
Yeah.
The business aspect of it.
Anyway.
I like the costumes.
Noah's been getting into wrestling recently, and it's been hilarious, like live texting with her during a show. She's like, wow, this guy's hot. And I'm like, well, who are you rooting for? Oh, my God, there's a ginger in this. I'm rooting for him, Sheamus.
Heath Slater.
Oh, no.
Well, Noah went with us to the first WWE version of ECW show.
Yeah, to the ECW arena. We trekked out there by China Bus.
Which we were pumped about, not knowing ECW was going to suck when it came back.
Yeah.
Well, there was one good part when the Big Show went on at the end.
Right, the Big Show and Tommy Dreamer fought, and they fought into the audience.
And they went right into the spot where we were sitting.
We moved, right.
And then,
yeah.
And I was so upset. I could have been crushed by the Big Show.
It would have been really cool to get a height comparison with it. But he is huge.
Or, like, I would have taken a picture of him right as he walked by you.
And me just, like, looking up, like, oh, my God, like, marveling.
Yeah.
At the first person that I've ever met that is, like, two times the size of me almost.
Wow.
No,
well, let's see how tall he is. Really.
Would you fuck the Big Show?
I don't even...
He was
even...
asking Rob.
Oh.
What?
I thought he said Noah.
He did. It was a joke. Go on, answer.
I don't... I probably would be too scared.
Uh-huh. He is 7 feet
so
tall.
So big.
Is he really seven or they bill him as...
Well, on Wikipedia, it says he's 7 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming in his IMDb he has to be legit about it.
So... Like, what do you think he has a big schlonger?
You know?
It's, because I will, you know, I talk to girls, and sometimes a lot of them say that, like, fat guys, big, fat, slobby guys have small penises. And, like, the skinny guy that's like a beanpole is the guy that has a massive schlonger.
Well, because fat doesn't have, I mean, it might be more girthy,
really fat.
But it doesn't have length. But, I mean, if it's in proportion, it's got to be gigantic.
Yeah, like, even if he has a small dick for his frame, it's probably 10 inches.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But, like, so his size not being an issue, like, let's say you got on top of him.
Yeah.
But you find him attractive at all?
He reminds me too much of Rob.
Oh.
And we're not that I'm unattractive. It's
no,
just
right. That's what I meant.
I get what she meant. I wasn't even going to make that joke. Sid was.
I'm very attractive.
I just thought it went without saying.
Yeah, unless he was wearing a bag over his head or something.
What if
the
bag had a drawing of Rob on it?
No.
What if he wore that Rob mask that we used in that sketch that time? Well, it's the Rob Show. On Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
What if Rob just put on a singlet like the Big Show wears and put a bag on his head?
That wouldn't work.
They said you should use a Doritos bag. Oh, here's a good question. Noah, would you fuck Goldust?
Oh, my God, no.
No, really?
No.
Out of costume, though?
Someone in the chat said Noah would fuck Scotty Too Hottie.
Yeah.
That's a good reference.
Would you?
He's I don't
too
remember.
Hottie.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I can't remember who he is.
Only one better is Scotty Three Hottie.
Let's go through the list, Jared.
Oh, no. I do. Ew.
Would you fuck Val Venus?
I would. Oh, Scotty Too Hottie was the one that did the worm.
Yeah.
No.
And Grandmaster Sexay was.
so who let's ask who.
Ryan Christopher.
Who were the wrestlers that you were most attracted to?
Edge.
Okay.
He's retired.
I know.
From fucking.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really like the Undertaker.
It's just the metal looking guys.
Yeah. Also, is it Kevin
Ole
Nash?
Anderson.
Kevin Nash.
Yeah, the big one with the goatee.
Big Sexy.
And the chaps.
Diesel.
He was in, like, in NWO or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me see him.
This guy?
No, not that one.
Scott Hall, maybe? The other guy?
I would, actually,
Virgil?
Kevin Nash, maybe when he was younger. He looks like he's in the power metal band. Oh, Scott Hall, no. No.
Bushwhacker Luke.
The Nasty Boys.
Would you fuck Bastion Booger?
I would do the Nasty Boys for sure.
You would let them give you the pit stop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is just their armpit in your face. My favorite, like, shitty wrestling move that is sold like it's the most painful thing ever. Because I'm sure it was from those jerks.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to Colt Cabana's podcast, And he was telling a story about the Nasty Boys and how he hates them, and because they're just like two guys that just show up and get drunk and don't care at all and just are collecting
they're
money.
The Nasty Boys.
Get drunk, and
they're living the role.
Yeah. And he just he's
real
like,
life to them, Rob.
He's like, he doesn't understand how they still get work. Like they were on TV 2 years ago.
Yeah,
because
they're
like,
Hogan's friends.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hogan
like,
versus Food Nation.
They were working this indie show as like the headliners, which is ridiculous. And it was like some guy who's in the territory, like he won the world title, and he was like celebrating it, and they get in the ring, and they're like celebrating with him. And they make it all about them, like they're the ones celebrating. And you're saying like everyone was like standing around like, oh, who's gonna go in and tell him like I don't wanna like, you know, ruffle any feathers. I don't wanna like ruin. And he was like, fuck this, I'm going to tell him. Like, get the fuck out of the ring.
Good,
you jerk. This
Cole.
Isn't about you.
No, I want to ask you some questions from the chat here. Would you fuck LaParca?
He's the chairman of the board.
No.
No.
With
no.
Mark.
No on LaParca. Would you fuck Ric Flair?
No way.
Okay.
Xbox.
No. How
Mark
about,
Henry.
I was my next one. How about Ric Flair before he was old, though?
No, not Ric Flair. But one time I was at Sirius and I took the elevator down with Mark Henry, and he literally took up the entire elevator.
Wait. Why was he at Sirius? Who, like, for what? Who is he?
There are some wrestling
shows. There's a wrestling show on.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, he must have been doing press or something.
Would you fuck Doink? Or Bill Alfonso?
Oh.
These are coming too fast. Would you have a gangbang with the Von Erich family?
Are there any left?
Yeah,
there's just
I guess,
one.
Yeah.
Kevin Von Erich.
Would you be barefoot while fucking
Of course.
What happened to Jake the Snake Roberts?
He's like fat and an alcoholic. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he was already fat like 1996.
Alcoholic is a crackhead.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. He's a bunch of shit.
I used to like Bret Hart.
I'm actually curious about this. Would you fuck Scott Steiner?
Big Papa Pump.
He's like in shape, but he looks just so weird from the roids. She's looking it up now.
Do you like a juice head, Noah?
I do not. But
he doesn't look metal at all. He looks like a white trash with
ew,
muscles.
No. Ugh. Does he really have that tattoo? Is that real?
Oh, the fat kid asks, Bam Bam Bigelow, post-death, would you fuck him? Would you fuck the rotting corpse of Bam Bam Bigelow?
Only if he wears that jumpsuit.
The fire onesie?
Yeah. Didn't he have two costumes? Like he had one regular suit and then
like
the
a grayscale?
Suit?
No, he always had a onesie of just fire on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he would have the regular fire and then just the black and white fire.
Oh, okay.
He looked like he had fat tits, right? Oh, like, you know, he was pretty athletic, though. He actually wound up in ECW when they were still ECW.
Yeah.
Didn't RVD beat him for the TV title?
He won the world title.
He won the world title, yeah.
Oh,
someone made this great video of, like, every ECW title change, just the pinfall.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Memories.
And it's funny how, like, there was a WWE title changes video, and that was, like, 15 minutes, whereas, like, the ECW title changes video from the pretty much the same time frame was, like, 3 minutes, because there was, like, seven champions the whole time.
Shane Douglas had it for most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Does he still work at a Walmart?
Yeah, probably.
No, would you do a three-way with Gerald and Jack Briscoe?
I don't know who they are.
They're old.
Would you go get a mani-pedi with Pat Patterson?
No. I'd
That's
go with,
want.
With Earthquake and Tugboat, or whatever their name
I
is.
Think they're both dead.
Right. No, Tugboat's alive.
Tugboat's alive?
Kurgan?
Yeah. Kurgan is dead, too.
Yeah. He was just in Sherlock Holmes, wasn't he?
Oh, no, that was Nathan.
Oh, my
Lane.
God.
Nathan,
I would not fuck Yokozuna.
He's dead anyway. Someone asked me, did I watch Jericho's Return? Yes, I did, and I loved it.
That was hilarious.
I hope they do more of that tomorrow. He just came back, Noah, and said nothing. Like, he walked in the ring, got an ovation. He was like, yeah, and picked up the microphone.
Like soaking it in.
Then he didn't talk, and then he just kept doing that, like, soaking in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just got out of the ring and left and never said anything.
And the crowd started booing.
Yeah. But then he came back and did it again the next week.
Yeah.
Did the same thing. And then he started crying, like crying from emotion. And then he walked out again.
So is he doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
Not people?
Yeah. He's trolling everyone.
Right. But that was always his thing. He was always a jerk. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he was a good guy once in a while.
But even then, he was like snarky.
Yeah.
Calling Stephanie a dirty bottom feeding basement
trash bag.
I just love the steady stream of obscure wrestlers that are in the chat right now. This is great. Would you fuck
Crash
the boogeyman? That's what
the boogie.
Oh my god.
Fuck you.
Mr. Wrestling number 3. Would you fuck? It could be anyone.
Yeah, just put the mask on, Fish. Or fuck you.
The Black Assassin. Would you fuck the Black Assassin?
He was in the opening match of WrestleMania, Noah.
So he's dead.
Maybe.
SD Jones?
Would Noah fuck the Headbangers?
Aren't they dead?
Oh, one of them I think is dead.
I think the other one's on Band Happy.
Who's dead in the head? One of those Headbangers looks like me.
Thrasher. Trasher.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the one that looks
Thrasher
like
it or Trasher it.
I don't know.
Maven?
All right.
Would she fuck Maven? Does he even count?
How about Raven? He's Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Jewish boy.
Scott Levy.
And he's got long hair. He's a metalhead.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's fit.
He always wore Nevermore shirts in WCW.
And Fear Factory.
And, oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We went right
then. Are we still asking me if I'm going to fuck these guys?
I guess. I don't know.
Noah and Raven sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Oh, I remember Raven.
Falafel
yes,
Destroyer
like
wants
him.
To know if you'd fuck Farouk.
Would you fuck Ron Simmons at least?
I don't know who these people are. Stop asking me.
Damn.
Noah, would you fuck Alundra Blaze?
No.
That's a woman.
Would you fuck Trish Stratus?
Yes.
Lita.
This is just
Lita
like
from a long time ago.
Beautiful Bobby Eaton.
This is just like when you're asking me if I wanted to fuck black women.
Sensational Sherry.
Pete Gass.
Joey Abs.
Miss Elizabeth.
Whole Mean Street Posse.
Missy Hyatt.
Yes, yes,
oh God.
Yes. I
Savio
want to fuck
Vega.
All of them. Yes. Who was the one that used to like have a shaved head?
Savio Vega.
Oh, that's her.
Jersey Animal Steel.
Oh. Yes, her.
Her.
No, I don't want to fuck her, but I just remembered
that's
her.
That's a guy.
Wait, what?
No, what was
oh,
the one?
Oh, Luna Vachon.
Luna, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole Bass.
That's a good one.
Would you fuck Bull Nakano?
Yes.
Hakushi? You probably would. He's all tattooed. I'm Asian. You're into that now.
All right.
No, would you do a three-way with the conquistadors?
Yes, I would.
Would you allow the Mountie to mount you?
Yeah.
Would you let the machines run a train on you? Big machine, little machine, Piper machine, Hogan machine. Machine.
We're on a train because they're machines.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. That is my obscure wrestling joke of the millennium.
That was a polite. Should we laugh? Yes. We should.
All right. We're going to get out of here because we've accomplished 2 hours.
That was painful.
Yes.
Would you let Doink and Dink three-way you?
Two in the Doink, one in the Dink?
Fiddle says every Samoan wrestler at once.
Just don't hit them in the head
with a chair.
They don't feel it.
What if she squirted at their head?
Oh,
that could be my thing that I do.
You'll be that's your wrestling name, the Squirter. This is your intro.
Yeah.
From parts unknown. Weighing in at 200 liquid ounces.
Hey!
The Squirter!
200 ounces isn't that much.
Yeah, liquid ounces.
Yeah.
Because it's squirt.
Even if it was ounce.
So we're just weighing what my body can hold in fluid?
What?
Why are you getting all particular?
What a brooding entrance theme.
Yeah. This is like when Doink had no music and it was just like the circus weird sound effects. Would you fuck Goldberg? I'm interested in that.
I know, Bill Goldberg.
You don't know
former
he's Jewish.
WCW World Champion.
He's definitely Jewish.
I know. Like the name is familiar, but I can't remember their faces as fast as you guys do. No, I would not.
What about the Botswana Beast?
That's not a wrestler.
What do you mean?
Who's the Botswana Beast?
It was like a Kamala knockoff.
I don't know.
The Botswana Beast was definitely a wrestler.
I believe you. Would you fuck the guy that killed Levy Kletsky? Not a wrestler, but he's Jewish.
Oh, my, you are correct. In the AWF. Right.
Come on.
She's not even answering it.
Carlos right. Cologne?
I feel like you guys just want to say all these names.
Yes,
so
just
do it.
Yes, but you have to answer.
Just let it out.
Pedro Morales?
It doesn't even matter if I answer.
Right now we're having an obscure wrestling bukkake party on Noah's face. That's what...
Fiddle said Kane is Jewish. Is that true?
Glenn Jacobs?
It's actually pronounced Chaim.
Chaim Jacobs?
The big machine Chaim.
Oh, I get it. Instead of Kane.
Oh, well.
Chaim. I see. That was funny.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get out of here. I think we should play that newsreel we found one more time.
Oh, I had a song, but all right.
We could do both.
We could do both. That was a little, just popped up on me.
No, it's all right. Go ahead. Play the newsreel.
All right. We will not be here next week because Noah and I would be Miami bound to the 70,000 tons of metal, which we will be live blogging and posting photos and hopefully some video stuff. But we will have another mixtape. That's exciting. And
you don't seem very excited.
That's so exciting, everyone.
Pretend you're
curious. No,
it's going to
be great.
Right.
It's going to be another great mixtape for we have any new listeners that want to catch up to stuff that we've done in the past. We'll put a few of our highlighted clips. I'm burping up a little.
And during the week at some point, you will see Noah's naked ass on the...
Hey!
Well,
that's
selling point.
Next week. That's next week.
Right.
Not this
on the cruise,
week.
I mean.
Now you have to do it now.
It's not going to be naked ass.
Yeah,
no.
Guys.
Slip a nip?
Guys,
slip a nip.
Stop it.
70% naked.
I'm going to be on a boat and dressed as I should be.
Right.
She's going to be dressed
with a naked
appropriately.
Appropriately for a cruise.
Briately.
What?
A no. boat briately. No,
I'm going to be
stop.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt and long.
With the nips cut out?
Yes, with the nips cut out.
No exposes or nips. Of the 70,000 tons of metal cruise. You heard it here first.
The golden nips.
That was like the number one responded to thing, though, was your ass pics.
I'm pretty sure Metal Injection was going to go under until those photos got posted.
Yeah, that's when he got off that 80,000 U.S.
It saved our quarter.
Yeah.
How lucky are you to have me as a friend, Rob?
Oh, so lucky.
Noah, would you fuck Dan Severn?
Oh, my God.
All right, just go. Just keep saying names. Go ahead.
All right. Steve Blackman.
Ken Jamrock.
Jinder Mahal,
Gilbert,
Bobby Heenan,
Tiger Ali Singh,
the Barry Horowitz,
crew.
You okay, Rob?
Bill Eady, Axe,
Tully
Smash.
Blanchard, come on,
Ole Anderson.
I said that. That
oh,
was
you
one
did?
The first ones. I
Arn
said.
Anderson.
Can't go from Ole to Arn.
Did you fuck Vern Gagne?
Vern Gagne.
Or his son Greg, the younger one.
Vern was much more charming.
If you were around at Over the Edge, you could have squirted into the ring, and then Owen Hart wouldn't have died.
You would have just slipped.
You'd have broken his. No, he would have landed in a sea of vaginal cum.
Colonel De Beers.
He was
some
racist.
AWA guys now.
Jake the Milkman Milliman.
Van Hansen.
Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect.
Oh, he's dead.
All right, let's play the squirter. We'll see you in 2 weeks with a new episode. Until then.
Wait a minute. Do you remember that wrestler, Sid?
Yes.
Whatever happened to him?
He broke his leg.
He's right here.
It was very gruesome.
That was you?
Go on YouTube and look at that.
Yeah, look at it. It's
disturbing.
Not suitable for life.
Yeah, it's really fucking creepy.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. Goodbye. Goodbye. Whoa.
Squirting heroes of American history. Today, the story of Gretchen Ilse von Avior, great-grandmother of the Metal Injection personality and serious certificate owner Noah Avior. In 1919, at the age of 9, Gretchen discovered her fabulous squirting powers that would later benefit all mankind.
Father, the orphanage is burning down. You have to save us.
Igora, I know that we're all in danger, but I still can't resist touching you on your no-no spot.
Come here and let me look under your skirts, young lady.
Father, no! This is so wrong! Wait, what's that strange feeling? I feel like I have to pee.
Oh, dear Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Kiss an ever-loving tsunami.
140 children survived that day as the tidal wave of vaginal juices put out the raging fire. Father O'Malley drowned in the sea of clear, sticky, gelatinous goo, and his hands never touched another underage pee-pee again. Fast forward to the 1930s. Gretchen Avior, now known to the public as the Squirter, has refined her skills to precision pinpoint accuracy, and her aid is enlisted by the local police in thwarting a bank robbery. Police position her plucky Poontang pistol on a rooftop across the street, and it's open fire on the hapless outlaws.
Good Lord! Right between the eyes! Every last one!
That's one hell of an accurate smash.
For her heroics, the
salami smuggler on ice. We'll need it soon.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what's going on? The room is flooding.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. Award ceremonies turned me on so much. Oh, dear God.
Everybody run!
Need someone to teach those nasty Nazis a lesson? No problem. Just call on the Squirter. Allied forces employ the Squirter's copious cooch control as she infiltrates Gestapo headquarters.
Heil Hitler! Great things about you. The Führer will be pleased to have you aboard. Wait, why are you disrobing in mine office and touching yourself? I have the strangest boner right now. Oh, dear God, the office is flooding! Nein! Nein, I can't swim! Help me!
That's right. A whole battalion of krauts taken down by the Squirter's benevolent bearded clam. And for good measure, the Allied forces bring her to Auschwitz to squirt out the ovens.
Now you get here. A little earlier you couldn't come. I'm all for schwitz from this fahakta oven and my skin is peeling.
Today, the Squirter is retired from covert operations, but she still uses her wondrous womb for good, flying over the Midwestern United States to irrigate crops and over Africa to alleviate the devastating effects of drought and providing drinking fluid for its citizens by sticking her magical muff out the bomb bay doors and splash. Millions of lives are touched thanks to Gretchen Avior, a squirting hero of American history.